For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Solomon makes a contrast between extremes, some of which are understood, others overshadowed, and though seen, are not clearly seen. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, these are understood by the natural processes of life and that of planting and reaping. To each there is a season, and to each a purpose given. A time to kill and a time to heal involves two extremes apparently carried out by the hand of man and are subject to deliberation and contemplation. From the standpoint of a king over a nation, there are both extremes. Judgment meted out against the evildoer, as Romans 13:4 depicts, and also the healing of a citizenry devastated by various ills. Or spiritually, concerning the man who had his father's wife, and the Apostle Paul said to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus, 1 Corinthians 5:5. Upon the man's restoration, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgive him and comfort him, lest by any means such a one should be swallowed up with his overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you to confirm your love toward him." 2 Corinthians 2:7-8. A time to break down and a time to build up brings to mind Jehovah's dealings with Jeremiah, saying, "Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Jeremiah 1:9-10. A time to weep and a time to laugh, which may share a common event. When the children of Judah had returned to Jerusalem and the foundation of the temple of Jehovah had been laid, and they sang one to another in praising and giving thanks unto Jehovah, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever toward Israel." And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Jehovah, because the foundation of the house of Jehovah was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the father's house, the old men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Ezra 3:11-13. There were there present those to whom Haggai said, "Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing?" Haggai 2:3. That which brings weeping may at the same time bring laughing to another. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett leaving you with the words of John Gill as he commented on a time to weep and a time to laugh, saying, "As it goes ill or well with the Church of Christ, when there are corruptions in doctrine and worship, a neglect of ordinances, declensions in faith and practice, few instances of conversion, and there are divisions and contentions. It is a time for the mourners in Zion to weep. But when God creates Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy, or makes her an eternal excellency and the praise of the whole earth, then it is a time to rejoice and be glad. Mr. Gill passed from this life in 1771, yet his words speak to our own generation as well as his own.